This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join in, 603-283-6160, if you want to weigh in on any of the topics we've been discussing, or if you have your own opinions about whatever that you'd like to share on national radio, you can certainly do that, 603-283-6160. Or if trolling is more your thing, you might want to head over to twitch.freetalklive.com, because there is just a massive argument. Well, it's not a massive, it is kind of massive, the amount of text that these people have sent over the last few minutes, but it's just two dudes arguing on Twitch, and it's happening too quickly for me to do a show and read it, and I regret that, but join in on it. It's fun. Twitch.freetalklive.com. But, you know, really, if you're going to watch the show, you should do it on Odyssey, which is where we actually can't be censored. A previous caller wanted to know what they could and couldn't say on Twitch, and I was like, dude, honestly, we don't really care what Twitch says we can say and what we can't say. We're going to talk about whatever we want, and they're going to do what they do, and we're going to do what we do, which is to go to Odyssey instead.
Yep.
So anyway, people are confused. Scientists don't have answers. All of these people who trust the science, no longer able to do that because the science is, let's say, unclear at best. But before we get further back into it, I want to go to the phones. We've got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
So, the kids are in a mad rush to get to the Kabul airport and escape and run for their lives. And, okay, let's go. And just then, bring, the phone rings. And Mom, hello? Oh, hi, Millie. Oh, no, we're just in a mad rush to run for our lives, but I always have time for blissfully indulging in yakety-yak. So how did you do it? Bingo! Last night. Oh, and what's new in the tabloids? Oh, yeah, tell me all about yakety-yak. And then stops to put on makeup, and now it's too late. Okay? That didn't happen, as far as I know. But what you can do, what folks can do when they're arriving in the United States
on an
international flight.
Hold on, we've gotten too far. What the hell are you talking about?
All these people who were in a mad rush to get to the airport, and I'm making a stereotype of this girl thing of stopping to yak on the phone and waste time and put on makeup instead of running for your life. Okay?
Thanks for clearing that up.
I still don't understand.
Anyway, when you're returning to the United States on an international flight, and you got your passport out, and you go through the first step of hassles and interrogation, excuse me, customs and immigration, is the immigration stop, which is who can get off that plane and get through the port of entry. And then the second step is what goes through the port of entry. The first step is who, and as you get, just as it's your turn in line, you say to your children, children, this is the U.S. immigration. You know all those nice people who got stranded in Afghanistan? They had 19 years to get out. And all that was stopping them was this man right here. So just remember, their blood is on his hands. Okay, you say that to the children.
Okay.
Make sure that the bureaucrat can hear you.
I mean, you're absolutely right. The blood of anyone who wanted to leave Afghanistan over the last 19 years, or anyone who wanted to leave after the United States military, from what I can tell, got scared and ran away. It's the fault of the United States government and, you know, just having immigration protocols in the first place. If someone wants to come here, there should be absolutely nothing standing in their way if they can figure out a way to physically travel here.
And what's stopping, the other part that's stopping them, don't forget, is they can't get on the plane because the airline would get in all kinds of trouble for letting them get on the plane. And there have been countries like Cuba where, you know, if you got on a plane in some third country like the Dominican Republic with a Cuban passport and you didn't have a visa, the airline would get fined a humongous amount of money for letting you get on the plane and arrive at the United States, but then they still let the person go through because they don't have the heart to turn the person away and make them go back to Cuba. Oh, no, we can't do that. But
well, let's keep in mind that it's not some mythical entity that's issuing them these fines for allowing people on who don't have passports. It's, again, the U.S. government.
And bureaucrats are individually responsible for their own actions, let's not forget, because they're always free to go get a job and work for a living, but they choose to stop people from walking through an airport gate to the taxi stand out on the other end side of the terminal. All they have to do is just leave them alone while they step off the plane and walk over to the taxi stand.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tom. It's absolutely ridiculous to think that it's, I mean, it's not just that. There's a, quote, crisis at the southern border, whatever the hell that means. As far as I can tell, there's been a crisis there for the last 3 years that is ongoing, and the media just drags out when they run out of other things to say. But why not just let people come here who want to come here?
The real crisis is the fact that they're detaining people and putting them in cages.
Yes.
And
with poor sanitation.
Seriously, thousands of children are just disappearing, going missing, a.k.a. being sold into sex trafficking. And that's the real crisis. And that is all the doing of the U.S. government.
Yes. And
that has nothing to do with Mexico. That has nothing to do with the Mexican people and the people fleeing, whatever they're fleeing, trying to come to America for a better life. That has everything to do with the U.S. government, who is arresting these people and locking them up in cages.
Well, there was certainly a reason they separated children from their parents at the border, right? And it was because the parents would probably put up a bit of a fight if you wanted to sell their child into slavery or whatever. But it's absolutely inhumane what is going on down there. And it's not politically partisan. You know, people wanted to blame Trump for it. And now people want to say Biden isn't doing enough, I guess. But in the end, you know, the true anti-immigration, the true pro-immigration people is what I'm trying to say. They will blame Biden for this because he's not doing anything to end this nonsense. But this issue just goes all the way back to American identity in the first place. And just one president after the other has been doing this nonsense. It's not Obama's fault. It's not Trump's fault. It's an issue with the American ideology in general. Just the whole country was built by immigrants who wanted to come here and make a better life for themselves. And then bored people were like, oh, no, we don't want any more people here who aren't white.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. So anecdotes are telling us what the data can't in regard to COVID-19 and the Delta variant and vaccinated people. But vaccinated people appear to be getting the coronavirus at a surprisingly high rate. Shocking. But exactly how often isn't clear, nor is it certain how likely they are to spread the virus to others. Now, that's not true. I've seen stuff from the CDC that says they're just as likely their viral load is not at all diminished by having been vaccinated. Though it is evident vaccination still provides powerful protection against the virus. They literally just provided evidence that that's not the case, but moving on. There's growing concern that vaccinated people may be more vulnerable to serious illness than previous thought. Now, that's one entire sentence, okay? Let's read it in all its glory again. Though it is evident that vaccination still provides powerful protection against the virus, there is growing concern that vaccinated people may be more vulnerable to serious illness than previously thought. So at the same time, they're telling you it still provides powerful protection. They're telling you in the very same sentence that it may not provide as much protection as they're actually claiming.
The CDC loves to do this now, where they say one thing, and then in the same sentence, they will say the exact opposite. And I think they just get off on the fact that people are buying it. Like, people will read that and be like, yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
It makes no sense.
No, the sentence has two parts, and they each contradict each other.
Yeah. The CDC is a giant contradiction nowadays. Yep. Nothing they put out is legit. It's like, it's just completely untrustworthy.
So there's a lack of scientific studies with concrete answers, leaving public policymakers and corporate executives to formulate plans based on fragmented information. While some are renewing mask mandates or delaying office reopenings, others cite the lack of clarity to justify staying the course, whatever that means. It can all feel like a mess. Well, that's because this mess is coming from the top, which, as Nikki points out, is basically the CDC. And look, I'm not lying. Just go to cdc.gov and look at it. It is confusing. There's no sense in it. There's no rhyme or reason to it. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us, 603-283-6160, if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And again, I want to remind you about Odyssey. You can find our videos there at video.freetalklive.com. That's where we're primarily streaming to. That's the video platform that we care about these days, because it's the one that doesn't censor us and doesn't attempt to block us and give us strikes and delete our content and threaten to delete our content. And like, Free Talk Live is currently not streaming to YouTube at all. And that's because my channel, which was the backup channel after the Free Talk Live channel itself, came within one strike of having all of its content, all of the shows there, permanently deleted forever. So I was like, okay, I will just plug in my information. So my channel has never been promoted. It's irrelevant. It's just there as an archive with something like 400 subscribers. Not a number to even consider. I mean, it's nothing. And yet it still received a content strike for medical misinformation. And as soon as we're streaming back to it again tomorrow, it will receive another. And then as soon as we're streaming to it again in 2 weeks, it will receive its third strike. And all of the stuff there will be permanently deleted. And I don't care. And I'm looking forward to laughing about it. So head on over to video.freetalklive.com. Our videos will always be there. As long as the library blockchain still exists, you'll be able to find our videos there, because Odyssey is backed by Library. Which means there isn't one central authority to say, no, we don't want this content on our platform, we're removing it. So video.freetalklive.com, that's how you can check it out. And you should make your own channel there, because it doesn't matter what you say. It's just COVID-19 and medical misinformation now, but they've been clamping down on content for years, and there's always going to be a new type of content. And eventually, you're going to be one of those people talking about content that suddenly they don't allow anymore. Video.freetalklive.com. We've got Sovius calling from Colorado. Sovius, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ah, thank you. Hello. So, yeah, I'm on Odyssey, too. Self-mastery.
Awesome.
I love Odyssey. I'm watching you guys right now streaming on Odyssey. Anyways, I called in. I wanted to talk about, exactly what you're talking about how everything is censored if they don't approve of it, especially when it comes to this whole COVID thing. And that's got to tell you right there, that's got to be a red flag, isn't it?
That absolutely.
If you say anything contrary to what lamestream media is pushing, they shut you down. That's a red flag right there. Also,
it certainly is, and that's why Free Talk Live over the last several years has been decentralizing as much as possible. I mean, we have our own Mastodon server, we have our own Matrix server, and we don't have our own video server, but I mean, we do have all of our videos on Library, and in the near future, we're going to have links to our audio podcast there as well. So it's definitely important. I mean, Facebook is censoring people, YouTube is censoring people, Twitch is, from what I can tell, doesn't care as much, or at least isn't as heavy-handed, but they could be if they wanted to be. So it's important to get away from all of these different things they're using to control us that aren't free and open and that aren't going to become free and open.
Right. And then the other thing is when you got, like, people, major corporations, companies that are in control of, like, the major data backbone infrastructure, where even if you have your own server or platform or something, they could just say, hey, you're cut off. You don't have bandwidth. You can't use any of our infrastructure to transmit the data.
Sure. I mean, you're not wrong. That is in and of itself its own problem. You know, if they really don't like Free Talk Live, they can find out who our internet service provider is, and they can just say, hey, we don't want you to allow them to have internet access anymore. And that's where things like mesh networks and all of that come into play. I have yet to see one of these put forward and actually become successful and popular and widespread. But yes, the internet itself is centralized through internet service providers and, you know, web hosts and domain controllers. And as far as we can tell, there's really no easy way to get outside of that system. I mean, you've got to have thousands of people in a city taking part in this mesh network, and then you really only have connectivity to other people in that city. So there's got to be a radical redesign of the entire internet in order to get away from that level of control that they have. But ISPs do at least seem to be relatively laid back and not too heavy-handed. There was one a few years ago that was requiring people to do something, and I think they were in Ohio, requiring people to do something regarding pornographic content, but I don't think it ever went through, or maybe it was people were they were contacting their ISP upset because Facebook had shut them down. I don't recall the specifics, so I wish I hadn't even brought it up. But Sylvius, thank you so much tonight for the call. I know you wanted to talk about Australia and the lockdowns and all of that, and obviously it is a matter of concern to us. COVID-19, I don't really care about, but the way the government is using it to justify its power grab and its increasing control of our lives, and how the vast majority, maybe not the vast majority, but the majority of Americans seem to be totally okay with telling me, hey, whether you like it or not, you have to get this injected into your bloodstream. And incidentally, there's a lot of overlap between these people and the pro-choice people who are my body, my choice. Yeah. Okay, but, you know, I was with you when you said it in that context. Now be with me when I say it in this context. It is my body, and it should be my choice.
Yeah, and that shouldn't just be restricted to certain things. My body, my choice is my body, my choice. You know, that's pretty clear statement.
Yes, it doesn't say, oh, in regard to abortion, yeah, my body, my choice.
Except for A, B, and C. Right. No, it's my body. I have autonomy over it, and the state doesn't get to decide or dictate or coerce me to do things that I don't feel comfortable with doing with it.
No, but that's what they want to do. And if they don't succeed in that, they'll still try the peer pressure route. You know, yep. I see articles on the Drudge Report every single day saying stuff like, oh, the vaccinated are getting fed up with the unvaccinated, and now it's progressing to harassment and insults, and it's bullying, people, yeah, is what it is. And you're supposed to be anti-bullying, aren't you? Because, again, it's a huge overlap between anti-bullying people and the vaccinated.
It's just complete hypocrisy. And it's interesting because what I'm seeing in real life is completely opposite from what I'm seeing online. So all of these people who are, like, shaming, 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 most of the vaccinated people I know in real life are like, yeah, it's your choice. Like, if you want to get vaccinated, that's cool. If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your choice, too. Or if you want to wear a mask, that's cool. But if you don't, like, I totally understand. Most of the people I know personally are more that route.
That makes sense. I mean, social media has a way of amplifying the loudest, most obnoxious voices, for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. And making it seem like that's the majority when that's really not the majority.
Yeah, I mean, all of the people, well, not all of the people, most of the people that I work with know that I'm not vaccinated, and they don't seem to care. It doesn't bother them at all, and it's partially because we're friends, I guess, but that's generally just the attitude I see among people. Sure, the media is telling us that people are upset, that the vaccinated are upset about the unvaccinated, but that hasn't been my... My experience. Yes, thank you. That hasn't been my experience at all. I haven't seen anything like that, except on social media, which, again, just, it takes the loudest and most obnoxious people, and it puts them right in front of your face. More coming up here about this scientific confusion about what exactly it means to be vaccinated. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon has activated the Civil Reserve Air Fleet to assist with evacuations out of Afghanistan. Six airlines will provide a total of 18 aircraft that will be used to move U.S. citizens, holders of special immigrant visas, and at-risk Afghans out of the country. The Pentagon says the commercial aircraft will shuttle evacuees to temporary staging bases in nearby countries instead of flying into Kabul. More than 150 military cargo planes are being used to airlift people from the Afghan capital. The Department of Defense said Saturday that about 17,000 people had been evacuated since the operation began. And at least 21 people are dead in severe flooding in Middle Tennessee. The Humphreys County Emergency Management Agency says another 45 people are still missing after the flooding swept through the area on Saturday following record-setting rains. 12 people were confirmed dead in the county seat of Waverly. Officials say that search and rescue operations are still underway in the communities about 50 miles west of Nashville. You're listening to USA Radio News. Full approval of Pfizer's COVID vaccination is expected to come from the Food and Drug Administration as soon as Monday, as the agency reportedly works to complete the shot's full licensure. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says that full approval could drive more vaccinations. Gottlieb, also a member of Pfizer's board, tells CBS's Face the Nation that may also give more businesses the impetus to enact vaccine mandates.
I do believe that once the vaccine is fully approved, that's going to give more impetus to some businesses, schools, to mandate vaccination. They've been waiting for a full approval. They feel they'll be on stronger legal ground to mandate vaccination in that setting. I also think that there's certain consumers that have been waiting for this milestone, waiting for the full approval and an indication that the FDA is done evaluating the data set to give them more confidence about using the vaccine. So I would expect to see some uptick in vaccine utilization, either from voluntary vaccination by consumers who've been waiting for a full approval, or from some businesses that now are going to move forward with vaccine mandates.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. Nikki, you're a nurse, and I have to say I'm thrilled to hear that you're, you know, my body and my choice in regards to the vaccine as well. And I don't think I've ever actually asked your opinion on the vaccine, but what is your opinion on the COVID-19 vaccines, if you don't mind?
Well, I mean, we're kind of using the term vaccine pretty loosely here. I don't believe it's a vaccine at all. I believe it is an mRNA gene therapy. And
well, they changed Merriam-Webster, I believe, or maybe it was the Oxford Dictionary. I don't remember exactly which one, but they changed the definition of the word vaccine.
Oh, God. That doesn't surprise me.
So that it doesn't...
That's scary.
Yeah, so that it doesn't exclude the COVID-19 vaccines. But you are right. The Johnson & Johnson may be a vaccine. I don't know.
It is. So the Johnson & Johnson is like your typical vaccine that you would get where it has a weakened piece of, or a weakened form of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, and they somehow mix it with all these chemicals and to preserve it, and then they inject it into you, so then your body reacts, your body's immune cell will flag that, and then you'll build up antibodies to it, so then if your body sees it again, then you won't get sick. That's how a vaccination is supposed to work.
Or your body will be able to fight it off faster.
Yes, so you're...
Before you actually develop symptoms?
So since your immune system has already seen it, whether it's natural antibodies that you've formed or the artificial antibodies that your body was triggered to form, your body's like, oh, I know what that is, and I know exactly what to do to fight it off.
Okay.
But with the mRNA vaccinations, it literally goes into your body and changes your DNA. So what's really happening with it, what we've seen so far, is that it is changing the shape of blood cells in a way. So
and
now,
that's what's causing the blood clots,
yes,
presumably.
Yeah, so that's what's causing all of the blood disorders. That's what's causing the blood clots, the pulmonary embolisms, strokes, heart attacks. So that's why I'm very concerned about it. I do believe that if somebody feels comfortable enough to get it, if they want to get it, that is their choice. You should be able to do whatever you want. If you want to go do hard drugs on the street, that's your choice. I don't think it's a good idea, but you should have the freedom to be able to do that. I think people should be able to do whatever they want, but I don't think the state should be able to coerce, blackmail, and use violence against people to inject this experimental gene therapy and threaten people with losing their jobs and not being able to go out to eat. Or now they're saying in some countries you can't get organ transplants.
I have not seen that. I have seen that.
I think it was Ireland where you can't get organ transplants if you're not vaccinated against COVID-19. That's absolutely ridiculous.
That is holding someone's life hostage.
Yeah. And the thing with vaccinations, too, a lot of groups of people can't get vaccinations if they are, if they have any sort of like immune disorder.
Right.
Any autoimmune disease. It's dangerous for them to actually get vaccinations. So for the longest time, it's just been like, yeah, certain these people just like they shouldn't get the flu shot, they shouldn't get any forms of vaccines, and they should just be careful, right? But for some reason, now we're changing the narrative on that. We're telling people with these autoimmune conditions that they should just get the COVID-19 vaccine anyways.
It's insane what is going on here, because I saw something on Facebook today. Someone had taken a screenshot of some talking head of some health organization on, or some FEMA, it was FEMA actually, who had said something on Twitter that, you know, what should you do to prepare for the hurricane that we're supposedly getting here in New England? And her number one solution to help people deal with the hurricane was, and I'm not making this up, to get a COVID-19 vaccine. I'm sorry, there's a hurricane heading our way, lady. We have bigger concerns here than getting the sniffles.
It's crazy.
But we've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
This is Mark, must be. You finally got done sneezing.
Well, he may still be sneezing, but we don't have to hear it anymore. He was having connection.
Area.
Yeah. Yes.
My bad. I just picked up the phone real quick, and I thought it was Mark.
Oh, no problem.
Well, you tickled me earlier when you were talking about people's dependency on the internet, because the only inner tube I depend on is the one inside my tires, and I can replace and repair them daily if necessary. No monitoring from the big giant head. But I'm calling in about the land grab that's going on here. All the farming land has been swooped up by, I believe it's Bill Gates or one of these other bazillionaires.
Sure.
And, what they do is they hire buyers, so you don't recognize the name of the cohort that's actually after your land. But there's a couple farming communities up north of me, and I just got done doing a job with these old folks, and they told me that they just received a letter from Yuckity Yuck, Billy Bubba or whatever, and wanted to buy his land, and they got to talking to all their neighbors, and everybody all the way from Posen to Rogers City had received the same letter. So old Bill Gates, is he just trying to swoop up all the farmland?
Well, someone is,
whatever,
right?
Rock bottom. Get. I think it's Bill Gates. Like I said, I don't do the inner tube.
That's what I heard. It was Bill Gates was doing that.
Yeah, but and this is all in cahoosion with Monsanto and Roundup, and you know, my corn will not grow again unless you buy my seed again.
Yeah, of all of the corporations on Earth, Monsanto is probably at least one of the top three in the evil category.
Darling, the origination of Monsanto is the Pinkerton Agency.
The name is familiar, but I don't know the history.
Pinkertons, yeah, the protectors of the banks and the railroads.
Yeah, I'm not surprised
about
that.
The original CIA, that's the originators of Monsanto. And the real evil of this Roundup is that once you spray a gallon on your soil, it takes 20 years to dissipate.
Yeah, but the Roundup is like one of the least evil. I mean, it's part of their real evil scheme, but their real evil is that, you know, if one of their seeds, one of their patented seeds that is immune, especially in the soy industry.
Oh, yeah, it blows people, off a freight yeah, car people buy, out of your field, they'll steal your farm. I know. I'm hip to all this stuff.
Yeah, but the average listener probably isn't. So they buy their seeds from Monsanto. A lot of farmers do because they've done gene therapy so that their seeds are immune to Roundup. But if you're one of the farmers, let me finish explaining to people what this is. But if you're one of these people still using natural seeds, and one of these Monsanto genetically modified seeds is found on your property, Monsanto can and will hit you for theft. And I think it's a $10,000 fine or something like that if it happens.
Money to lawyer up, they will steal your property.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane what Monsanto will do. And that's just because nature happened and one of these seeds got blown onto your property.
It's just crazy that they have this monopoly on food. You know, on they created this genetically modified seed, and now they have it trademarked, and
yeah, it's insane.
It just doesn't even make sense. It's like before we would just, you know, fruits just produce seeds, and it was just what happened. Now they own these seeds. It makes no sense.
It doesn't, because in theory, one of these sorts of seeds could evolve naturally, right? It would make sense for a soy seed to evolve the characteristic of being immune to a thing that would kill it. That's sort of what the evolutionary process does. So we could, in theory, have one of these seeds that are immune to Roundup just coming up of their own accord, just organically evolving. But even if that happens, Monsanto still owns that seed. Monsanto owns a genetic variation of a seed. And the seed's genetic variation could happen out there in the real world. It's insane. Intellectual property in general is insane because what you're talking about, claiming ownership over light and sound waves in certain patterns, saying that, hey, this pattern of air vibrations at these rates for this length of time at these frequencies, I own that pattern. Absolutely insane. There's more coming up, though. We're going to talk about the vaccinated and why there isn't any clear answers coming from the government. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria and Nikki tonight. You can join us 603-283-6160. We have to be humble about what we do know and what we don't know. Those are the words of Tom Frieden, a former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the head of the nonprofit Resolve to Save Lives. He goes on, there are a few things we can say definitively. One is that this is a hard question to address. And that's about the vaccinated and COVID-19 and how they really don't know what the hell is going on and whether or not the virus works. And they don't really have a good answer. And that's the former director of the CDC there saying, well, one of the few things that we can say definitively is that this is a hard question to address.
So the only thing they can say is that they don't know anything?
Pretty much.
That's the only thing he can say?
Yes, but that did not stop this article from leading out with, it is evident that vaccination still provides powerful protection against the virus, but the former director of the CDC, who they quote in this article, says, look, all we really know is that this is a hard question to address. But we've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, your government is an abuser. Your government prosecutes abusers. Ironically, your government is an abuser as well. And that goes for their partners.
I don't have enough cringe for that opening, David.
Okay, good. So media corporations, especially media, are a partner. Yesterday I discussed how KKLB Radio, Cumulus Media, which owns 400 and some stations, brainwashing people around the nation. KKLB in Albuquerque, one of them, yesterday what they did, I called in to ask Mayor Greg Hull of Rio Rancho a question about cops that had been adjudicated to have violated the civil rights of a citizen of Rio Rancho, New Mexico. And KKLB Radio ran cover for Mayor Greg Hull yesterday. They didn't put my call through to him. him to ask him the question on air. They walked into the studio and told him what my question was, and Mayor Greg Hull of Rio Rancho, New Mexico, said that he's not going to answer that question. And my question was simply about what his opinion was going to be about that violation of civil rights. And Mayor Greg Hull of Rio Rancho, New Mexico, refused categorically not only to answer the question, but he wouldn't even allow my voice to be on air to ask him the question. And then today on that same radio station, KKOB, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Eric Strauss on his House of Strauss, Eric Strauss show, whatever, in the mornings on Saturday and Sunday, he had another caller, not even me, call in to question somebody running for governor today. And the radio station does what most radio stations, not yours, most radio stations' programs do this. When a caller calls in to ask a candidate a question, they ask the question, and then they immediately hang up on the caller so that the candidate, the politician, can say whatever they want, and the caller is no longer there to say, hey, you didn't answer my question. And the listener, most listeners don't know the difference, and they think that the question was answered. And so what some of these hosts, like Eric Strauss, did today is he said, thank you for that question. I'll have him answer off the air. And he was about to hit hang up, and the caller was wise enough, savvy enough to say, hey, wait a minute. Why off the air? Why can't I stay on the air? And then Eric Strauss literally stuttered. He goes, and he goes, well, it makes for bad radio because then you go back and forth. So good conversation makes for bad radio, and it's also a contradiction. Anytime that they have David, a guest on,
take a breath. Now, I'm not surprised to hear this from other radio stations and other radio shows, especially a really local show, and that's just, you know, they're in the actual radio station that they're broadcast from. Having a mayor on their show is probably the biggest show they're going to have this year, and they want that mayor to come back, right? They want to have that feeling of having this great, big, important big wig on their show, and they don't want to make him angry and like storm out of the studio and never return. They want to be able to say, hey, look, we had the mayor on and it was great. And that gets them the governor or a senator. And then they just sort of proceed upward from there. So I'm not surprised to hear that. They don't want to make waves. They want to throw softballs so that the politicians can look as positive as they can, because that will help them get more politicians on their show. There's a reason that there aren't a whole lot of libertarian candidates lining up to get interviewed on Free Talk Live. And props to the ones who had, like Jo Jorgensen in 2020. She was willing to. But, I mean, we weren't kind to her. We were kind to her, but we weren't fans of the answer she gave in regard to New Hampshire seceding. And we made that known. So, you're right. That is what you get with most shows. And you see the same thing with CNN and even these town hall debates for the presidents. They can say whatever they want, and they're not held to actually answer the questions that people ask. It's frustrating.
I did a town hall. I was at a town hall with President Obama, the very first town hall he did after he was elected president, I believe it was. And he was in Albuquerque. Well, actually, it was in Rio Rancho, Mayor Greg Hull city again. And they mistakenly invited me, the Democrat Party invited me by telephone call and asked me if I wanted to attend that town hall. And I said yes, mistakenly, because I had done some work for them. I was a mercenary. I was doing it for the money. But they called me, and I said yes, and I went there. And then they pretended to ask questions of the audience. You know, raise your hand if you have a question for the president. And the president, Obama, will answer your question. And so I not only raised my hand initially after being passed over a few times, I just raised my hand and I stood up so that everybody, including the Secret Service, would know that I was wanting to ask a question. And then when they didn't call on me, but they called on what were obvious plants, it was because these people had scripts, and Obama's not a good actor, and these people in they were asking the questions are not a good actors. They were obvious plants. I just remained standing after everybody else sat back down again, and I continued to stand until a security dude, not Secret Service, but a security dude came over to me and asked me if I could sit down, and I asked him if that was an order, and he wouldn't order me to sit down, so I remained standing. And later on, I talked to the Secret Service at my request, not at theirs, and we had a laugh about the whole thing, but it was I had proved that those town hall questions that Obama was asking and others as well, but in that case in particular, were completely fake.
Yeah, I've never given any thought whether it was real or fake, because, I mean, whether it's a real person, they're going to give a politician's answer anyway. I mean, that's generally what these people do, and that's why Gary Johnson never had any actual chance of becoming the president. He, for better or worse, did not give politician answers. If he didn't know something, instead of, you know, waxing for 3 minutes about something completely unrelated, like healthcare or whatever, he would just sit there and say, what's Aleppo? Or what is Aleppo? So it doesn't matter if these people are plants who are asking, you know, softball questions of the presidents or any other politicians. The politicians are going to give a politician's answer. I mean, they're good at that. They've been trained to do it, and they've worked their entire lives. Most of them are attorneys. Speaking in ways that are increasingly unclear is what they made a living doing. So back into this story, because I want to wrap it up. Absent clear public health messaging, at least they acknowledge that the CDC is not providing clear messages. And one of the things I love asking normal people, non-libertarians, is, hey, what do you think about the latest mask guidelines from the CDC? The response I get is universally, what new guidelines? Because they're getting their guideline information from the media. None of the, probably very few of them have ever gone to the CDC's website to find out what the CDC is actually saying. But the media isn't talking about the constant mask guidelines that are being updated by the CDC. And that's because if the media was to do that, it would be very clear to people how confusing it all is and how it's all just them making things up as they go and they don't have any idea what's going on or how to fix it. Just how vulnerable vaccinated people are is a key variable, not just for public health officials trying to figure out, say, when booster shots might be needed, but also to inform decisions about whether to roll back openings amid a new wave of the virus. On a smaller scale, the unknowns have left music lovers unsure if it's okay to see a concert. No, I'm not unsure if it's okay to see a concert. It's okay to see a concert, and I'm doing that in almost exactly 1 month. And it prompted a fresh round of hand-wringing among parents pondering what school is going to look like. In lieu of answers, what has emerged is a host of case studies, one might say answers, providing somewhat different pictures of breakthrough infections. Variables including when the surveys were conducted, whether the Delta variant was present, how much of the population was vaccinated, and even what the weather was like at the time, make it hard to compare results. It's difficult to know which data might ultimately be more meaningful.
So they've been doing this for how many years, but now they just have all these excuses when it comes to COVID. Like, give me a break.
It's absurd. What? In light of answers, what has emerged are answers, but we don't want to talk about them. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.